Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here today to share the Dharma together. As usual, if you need to shift your posture during the Taisho, please feel free to do so. But however you sit, keep the back straight and the head up. As we heard in the dedication this morning, Harada Tangan Roshi passed away this past Monday, March 12th. He was the heir and Dharma successor of Dayun Sogaku Harada Roshi, who was the teacher of Yasutani Roshi, and also the first teacher of Philip Kaplow Roshi. Harada and Yasutani together founded the Sanbo Kyodan, the three-pillar school of Zen, of which we are a part, through both Kaplow Roshi and Robert Aiken Roshi. Tangan was the last living heir of Harada. We've not spoken much about Tangan Roshi here, but his influence pervades much of the teaching at this center. Danin Henry Roshi, our Dharma father, spent only about a month with him while on pilgrimage shortly after receiving Dharma transmission from Kaplow Roshi. But in that short time, he came to deeply revere this most humble and kindest of teachers. Danin told several stories about his encounters with Tangan, both in and out of Doksan. And earlier, while Kaplow was at Hosinji Monastery with Harada, Tangan was the head monk and became Kaplow's good friend and supported him in that very rigorous environment. So rather than give the Taisho I had originally planned, I thought it would be appropriate to let Tangan teach us this morning. I'm going to read a Taisho by Tangan that was posted by Rafe Martin. Tangan had almost no English, so this is from his translator, Belinda Attaway Yamakawa. I don't know the date of this Taisho, but it certainly gives us the spirit with which Tangan lived and taught. So here it is. There is a stone here in the graveyard upon which these words are carved. We were once just as you are now. You will become as we are now. How is that? The fact is, everyone passes on. Impermanence is swift. No matter how blessed you may feel in your present circumstances, how easygoing, how secure and pleased you are, you cannot hang on to that world. It will be jerked out from under you. Impermanence is swift. The lining of your present life is death. The problem of life and death is no one else's problem. It is yours to deal with. And then there are the many desires. You can't get what you want. It never seems quite right, never enough. Dissatisfaction and frustration seem to surface. There are so very many people who worry about what would seem to be no problem at all, liberation from suffering. The more you know of this world, the more you see it to be a giant exhibition of suffering. Everywhere you look, you see plenty of examples of misery. What about you? Have you no pain, no suffering, no worries, no fears? If you honestly think, hey, not me, I can meet it as it comes. Go with the flow. I am